Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, do your daily practice. Today have a focus on kindness, all the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Brad in Maryland.
Hello, Brad.
You know that you may now ask your question. That always comes up so quick, and you always get a nice shot of adrenaline, you know, a nice physical.
Hey, here we are.
Here we are. So I wanted to just go back just a little bit. I'm still, my whole thing for this practice so far has been preparing healthier foods for myself. And then what happened was, as a process that was coming up of, well, in that you haven't found your focus, therefore you're lost, is what I'm hearing from conditioning and all that. Now, the truth of the matter is I'm still continuing my regular practice of where I have an Excel sheet and I have 5 commitments that I keep daily, you know, and I'm averaging 5 out of 5, 4 out of 5. And because of this one thing, as you talked about, you know, what you focus on grows, it's growing the negative at the moment. And
yes.
So I am, I'm not necessarily struggling with that. I'm just seeing that's what's happening right now.
That's right. And I would suggest that you were growing the negative right up until you saw that.
Yes.
But now that you, right, now you've seen it, now you're in a different relationship with it. You don't need to let it do that to you any longer, because each time you hear that negative message, it can bring you back, in this case, to our focus of kindness.
Yeah. Well, it's still telling me, well, you still don't know what your focus is. I'm like, well, I guess the underlying focus behind that is just to, again, it's still cloudy. It's one of those things that's kind of tripping me up with it. It's like, well, what is your focus then?
But you do know what your focus is, right? You're living your focus. You have these commitments, and you are working to keep them, and you are paying attention to what happens to you around that issue.
Yes,
so,
definitely
yeah,
that.
Yes, definitely that. So when you keep all of your commitments, what happens? You know, what do you do? Does he get appreciation? Is there kindness directed toward him? Is it conditional? Can you have that same kindness when he gets 4 out of 5, or if he only got 1 out of 5, or none out of five? Is your
appreciation? Oh wow, that's really fascinating too. Yeah.
Yeah, is your appreciation for him unconditional, or are you getting to see these conditional elements that have been able to torture you? That seems like a really marvelous commitment, focus for taking care of oneself.
Yeah. And, you know, that also helps you see behind ego trying to get in there and make it a matter of, in terms of keeping these commitments, therefore the approval is conditional, as you said, or is it a matter of seeing the whole entire process of, no matter what the circumstances are, that you're still caring for this person practicing?
That's exactly right. And, I've said for many years I love working with parents because it just makes my job so much easier. So you look at one of your kids, and do you say, okay, well, you know, you were a pretty good kid today, so no beatings.
Well, no. I would say
no
beatings in any way, of course, obviously. I didn't know when you were wanting a response, but no, you wouldn't say any of those things.
You know, this is, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I did. I was just like, was I supposed to respond? That's all.
Right. Well, and see, that's what makes it beautiful, Brad, because with one of your kids, with both of your kids, it's so obvious. Of course it's not conditional. Of course you're not watching them to did you do the right thing? Did you keep your commitment? How well did you keep your commitment? Did you really want to? Did you have to, you know, you're not doing that. And the only place that would ever happen for us is inside our own head when ego, self-hate, is in that position in our lives to be able to do that to us.
Yeah. And also to remind ourselves that it's not a matter of perfection. It's a matter of, you know, consistency is what we're going for here.
Well,
and kindness.
Recognizing, that's right, kindness and appreciation and recognizing goodness. Okay?
Yes.
He is a good human being, whether he keeps all of these commitments or not. And he is not going to be motivated not to do them because, you know, there's none of this. So if he's not constantly watched and monitored and punished, he'll just fall into a lazy slug that lays on the couch. And no, that's not the case, because who he is goodness. And that's what's being supported.
Yeah. And really what causes someone to get in a rut usually is hearing too much from the self-hate that causes them to just kind of put the brakes on anyway because they're so demoralized. So,
that's exactly
again,
right. It's the self-hate. It's the punishment that puts a person on the couch trying to escape from the punishment. Yeah.
Yes.
It's good, huh?
All right. Oh, yeah. It's a lot to go over, but it's worth it, you know.
Oh, let's reframe that. He's worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's worth it.
He is,
he's worth anything. Yeah.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a good one. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brad. You know, what I was seeing in that, Cherry, is how much those two things get conflated, that you get kindness if you perform. You get love if you perform. You're acceptable if you perform. And that all of these exercises that we're doing in the last part of the retreat is the training of, yes, there's a commitment that you want to keep, but that addresses the self-hate. It doesn't, it's not related to the ability to feel gratitude, kindness, love, acceptance, unrelated to keeping commitments.
Yeah, yeah. And it goes back so far, doesn't it? I mean, we can't even remember when that changed. So I could do with Brad because I know what kind of a dad Brad is. But there are a lot of parents who are deeply entrenched in that notion that spare the rod and spoil the child, which apparently is a misquote, but at any rate, it's a popular misquote. And so that belief that the way to be good is to be punished, and so that gets passed on to the kids. And so very early on, we learned that the way to get acceptance and hopefully love was to be who people said we should be, which comes down to making commitments and keeping commitments. You know, you've got to get the A's in school. Your teacher's got to like you. You've got to be popular. You've got to be a good athlete or whatever the heck else is going on. Mm. And it just, the conditions just keep getting bigger and more as we get older until by the time we're adults, it's just, as we know, most people are living just in a sea of self-hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that place that you were pointing to where there's no way you could even contemplate accepting kindness because you don't deserve it for not having
kept
your commitment.
That's right. And if somebody else is kind to you, well, it's only because they don't really know you. If they knew who you really are, they wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's dreadful.
It's really dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Michael in California.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Sherry. I love this conversation, and it's exactly what I need to hear. And I think the piece that's really landing is the unconditional nature of the kindness and how essential that is and how unrelated to performance as Ashwini said, and it needs to be the starting point is what I'm seeing.
Yes. Yes. It needs to be the starting point. That's the essential piece, isn't it? Not at the end of the day when you get your review and you've met
right.
enough of the standards. No, it's the starting point. And you know, Michael, because we were out of power here, I had the folks at the monastery listen to yesterday's program, which they didn't hear yesterday. And so I got to hear the conversation that I had with Colin. And what
yeah.
you're saying, what you're seeing in this is exactly what I was attempting to say with Colin. So when the starting point is kindness, is unconditional, right? When that's the starting point, then there's a mirroring that happens. The goodness in you sees the goodness out there, which mirrors back for you the goodness within. And the whole process that you're living in is that kindness and appreciation. It's the context for your life rather than something that you're trying to get to, which was pointed out in group last night. We leave here to go there to try to get that thing that we left in order to go there.
Hmm. Are you saying that we try to go find the unconditional outside
That's
of
right.
us?
That's
or
right.
we try to go meet through, the standards?
Through performance, all of that.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing
right.
is outside of us, right? Because our starting point is there's something wrong with me. I've got to be mm-hmm. fixed. My life needs to be fixed. I need to perform. I need to meet these standards. What are they? Okay, so the whole thing is happening out there. It's very far away from the heart. It's in conditioned mind. Right? And
yeah.
so when the unconditional, when the kindness is our starting point, now you've brought everything back inside where it actually resides, in the heart.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And as you just said to Brad, which also really landed, was the goodness. I'm a good person. We're all
That's
good
right.
people. And
yes.
that gets forgotten under the weight of something wrong, as you said, as those conditions pile up as we get older and older. And
yeah.
It's essential to remember that starting point.
Yes, it is, because we're living our lives attempting to recover from something that doesn't exist.
Mm, wow.
Right? So
yeah,
the goodness is our essential nature. It is the starting point. And then we leave that to follow ego around, believing that it's only following ego's dictates that will deliver for us the goodness that we believe we have to achieve.
Uh-huh.
And the whole
thing.
So
we leave goodness to go find
yep.
goodness.
Yep, it's completely misguided, and it's an absolute bamboozle. It's a con.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And thank goodness for this daily support. It's an incredible lifeline for me. So.
Yeah. For all of us, Michael.
Wonderful.
Glad we're doing it together.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go happy. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Go happy.
Michael. I love how you laid it out, right, Sherry? So here we are. We come in with a complete sense of our goodness. And then we get conditioned to abandon that because we get that message that there's something wrong with me. And so now the bamboozle is I'm identified with something, ego, that is separate from life, that's not inherently good, and I follow the conditioning, which says it's conditional. Your goodness is conditional and based on performance. And we get further and further away from even the possibility of recognizing the first premise, which is the goodness already exists.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a line in the key that says, be kinder to yourself than you think you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's the hurdle we're trying to get over, right? So kindness for yourself. Well, but I didn't, but I don't, but that, all of that stuff that comes up. Okay, I'm going to risk it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to risk kindness. And if something deplorable happens, okay, then we'll jettison kindness and go back to punishment. We have to risk it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Shwini. It's Karen from North Carolina.
Hello, Karen.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. I just love this show and this whole process we're doing. So yesterday's show was just so remarkable, and I've been living in that place of kindness all day. And moving into it from that place of kindness is, and there is no person to be kind.
Yes. Yes.
So that, thank you for that.
it's the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if we're going to assume, and of course assumption does have a bad reputation for good reason, but if we're going to assume something, if we're going to have a premise from which to operate, let it be kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's much easier for us to see all the hatred and the cruelty and the needless suffering inflicted by people on people and everything else on our planet. We can see that that's a result of leaving kindness, of leaving unconditional love. It's not that that's what's true and real, and that somehow we have to get past all of that to get to unconditional love. All that happens because people have left unconditional love. And we don't have to have any bad opinion of them because we can look at ourselves and know exactly how that's happened to them. It's happened to all of us.
Yes, and the compassion that grows from being able to hold everyone in that place of goodness. We were talking yesterday with listening to the news and Margaret, and to just can hold everything in that place of kindness. And I'm sitting here with this biggest smile on my face, and just am feeling it in every cell of my body.
And from that place of one's own experience, knowing the truth of it, then instead of any other wish, we just wish that everyone could know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
who knows?
Maybe that's what we're doing here. You know, maybe that's the whole deal. In spite of all of this, can we choose unconditional love? And if we see the value of that, then, as we're fond of pointing out, the place to start is with oneself, with the only human being we really know well.
I've got all these shows downloaded on an RSS feed, and I went on a 12-hour trip the other day in my car, not in one place, and that's what I listened to the whole trip, and it was never bored. Was so inspired, and I can listen to these over and over again and hear something new each time. It's just, it is an amazing practice.
It really is. And what that proves, of course, is that you're new in every moment.
Which
we all are. We new in every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy.
Kindness. Bye-bye. All right. You too.
Kindness.
Bye-bye. Kindness. Bye.
Thanks, Karen. Two things dropped in there, Sherry. That is, I've never seen it quite like that before until you said it, that when something is new, it's because we're here. And here is an experience of new. You have to reference something that has been around and says the same thing over and over and over and again for it not to be new.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Well, it's a reference to me, right? The me that never changes, that makes something not new.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's something I've taken great comfort in over the years, because mm-hmm. many people have said to me, how can you stand to say the same thing over and over and over? And my response always is, it's never the same thing.
Yeah.
It's always brand new. It's as exciting to me every time I hear it as it was the first time I heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the other, I echo Michael, and, you know, we're all conditioned this way. And there is
yes.
no, without a practice that allows us to unwind the conditioning, a step-by-step of what it is, there really is no way to reverse that experience. Because even if I say I am good and I am subject to all of that conditioning, it doesn't matter how often I say I'm good, because what I listen to and believe is what I'm told in that mm-hmm. voice and through that voice in my head. And so the practice mm-hmm. of being able to dismantle that until we experience our authenticity as truly what we are requires a process. And that's
yes.
what we're all so grateful for in this practice, because this practice offers us a way, a how.
Yes. And as we're doing that, the support we have is recording and listening. So we're training ourselves to listen to different information as we're being prepared to receive the clarity that's going to make the real difference for us. So we
yes,
trust until we experience.
Yes, and watch the belief as the belief is, rather than our inherent experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very exciting. Here's our next caller.
There is. All right.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Lisa calling in from New Hampshire.
Well, hello there.
Hi. I'm just feeling really, really just overwhelmed with gratitude for all the shows this week and all these amazing reminders to just keep loving.
Yeah. It just feels good, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think, yeah, go ahead.
Well, that wish that people would have the experience, and that's the experience. It just feels so good to live in love. We just want to love more. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think how this has all been laid out, what it's really helped me to see is, I think how deep the conditioning is that I can do these things wrong. You know, I can do practice wrong. I can record and listen wrong. I can, you know, because if I feel not the right way after I've done it, then I've done it wrong, and therefore I don't get to have the benefits of that. And to be able to really see how clearly that the only thing that's wrong is that story that's telling me that I've done it wrong, that there's actually no way to show up in love for myself wrong.
That's exactly it. And what you're getting to see in that process is that process. So you're pointing at one of the really diabolical aspects of egocentric conditioning self-help. It is. Yes. So it takes our ability to experience away from us. So many people will quit. If we just take recording and listening, people will quit.
Right.
Because of exactly what you said. So I do it, and the voice comes in and says, well, that, you know, that was nothing. Or you're not having the experience. Why are you wasting your time with this? Instead of being able to sit there and go, okay, I'm jotting down those messages, because those messages have been controlling my life. Instead of that, I'm looking through conditioned mind instead of at it.
Right.
I believe it, and I do what it says.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and this
love,
place of really, right. Right, and I think it's also increased my willingness, because I think it's been so clear, like, how deep and how ugly and how hard this conditioning has been to live with and to live under, and the suffering that's been perpetrated. And so it increases my willingness to want to care for this beautiful being, and to really stand up for her.
Yes, because this is what we can all take away from this. I think probably the youngest person who's participating with us that I know of is about 22 years old, okay?
Mm.
Which is remarkable, because most of us,
right.
It takes, you know, at least late 30s, usually 40 plus.
Yep, 40.
In order to get to this point of realizing, whether consciously or just intuitively, you know, if this punishment stuff worked, I'd be there by now.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's all the proof we need. I've been twisting
right.
myself into a knot for decades.
Yeah.
And I'm actually suffering more than I was when I started out. I got to try a different
right.
method.
Yeah.
I got to make another choice here. And love is a really good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you just said trust it. Just, you know, just trusting the process is what's so important. Just trusting that I'm just going to keep showing up for myself in love. And
that's
whether
right.
I have what conditioning gives the story, or I have this sensation or whatever, to just trust that that we can't love ourselves wrong.
That's right.
You know?
And the thing that I don't know if you think about this consciously or again just you intuitively sense it, because it's what you're speaking from, that all of it is for you.
Mm.
It's all mm-hmm. to help you wake up and end suffering. Every
yeah.
bit of it.
Right.
Every bit of it. Every one of those voices, those messages, every interpretation of a sensation is there to say, look at this. Look at this.
Mm.
Does this take care of you or not? Is this for you or not? Is this love or is this not?
Mm.
Every single thing in our lives.
And that brings us right to gratitude.
Absolutely. Love and gratitude.
Thank you.
Who could ask
yeah.
anything more? All right. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sherry and Ashwini. and thank you to everybody who calls in. This Sangha is so full of brave and beautiful people.
And
I'm so grateful to each and every one. Absolutely. Mm, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Gosho, go happy.
Gosho.
Thanks, Lisa. Sherry, we have about 3 minutes, so I think I'm going to squeeze in another caller.
Oh, let's do it. Let's
Here we
do
go.
It.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Ha, okay. I got off mute. So this is Mark. I'm actually in Phoenix right now, sitting in the sun.
Hello,
Thank
Mark.
You very much. And
in
I will hopefully stay well within our 3 minutes. I just have two things to bring. One is that, as you had said with Colin, I think, yesterday, I've recently discovered that if I imagine myself as being exactly next to the person, close, real close physical proximity, and I look at that person, it's possible, finally, I've been after this for years, to actually love him, to actually look at him in his 70s and white hair and belly that's a little large and so forth and so on, and just go, wow, you're beautiful and I really love you. And I've never been able to do that. This has to do with, I think, the way you presented it to Colin. I'm actually, it's segregating. It's disidentifying somehow.
Yes. Yes. From the ego, right?
Yeah.
That has
yeah.
always judged him. Yes. Yes. You've
yeah.
left that behind. You've just stepped into, as we've been talking about, you've stepped into love.
Yeah.
And love knows him.
Yeah.
Love loves him.
Yeah. And there's compassion, you know, he's trying. He's doing the best that he can all the time.
Uh-huh.
He's really
uh-huh.
a wonderful, decent human being, and I'm so glad to know him.
Yes, yes, yes. And I would suggest, we talked a little bit about this at group last night, that what you're describing is a really interesting place where is he the support for you that you need? Are you the support for him that he needs? It's a really marvelous place to explore.
Oh, and I think this is part of the same gestalt, but I've been for quite a long time now. You know, I thank the bed when I wake up, and it helps me to come into this, into consciousness in mm-hmm. gratitude, mm-hmm. which is a joke, but I love it, and I'm totally into it. And I lately, not every morning, but oftentimes, I find I get this rush of open heart. And it's not necessary. You know, you can look at your dog or your partner or even the coffee maker or whatever and get that rush of gratitude as it relates to something outside of myself. But this mm-hmm. isn't that way. This is a rush that is just there. It's the most...
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just is. Or we could say it is here.
Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not... I don't have that sense of being separate. It's just there in its fullest nature. And it's a real strong feeling.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You know what I love about these kinds of things, Mark? When we have an insight like that, an experience, however we want to talk about it, a clarity, an awareness, and I project that you have spiritual heroes as I do, and most of them, you know, we have their written word because they're long dead. And there are things that we've encountered over the time of our practice that were just kind of a what? Then we get to that place of clarity and those things start coming back to us. I see. That's what was being described.
Yes, and I think of that, it happens, and I think, well, the first thing that happens, of course, is conditioning wants to come in and say, okay, well, let's see if we can keep this going all day. Well, you know, that's ridiculous. I'm not listening to that. That doesn't help. That's useless. Forget it. It goes as long as it goes, and that's how long it goes. There's nothing to do about that. Simultaneously, and of course this is comparison mind at work, this is probably how St. Francis felt all the time. Now, wait a minute.
Yes, and yet, when you read some of the things that Francis supposedly said, and most people wrote down these things because it touched them deeply, or they just flat out didn't know what he was talking about, right? Then you go, oh, okay, I sort of get that.
And so
our circle expands.
Oh, all by itself. I'm not doing anything. Really. It's
happening.
Well,
that's the secret, Mark. That's the secret. When we stop doing anything, this is what's available to us.
It's a delight. I do actually get on the phone every day or as often as I can. I do meditate because I dearly love it. It's not really something that I have to do.
Right.
You know, I do record and listen all the time. I mean, but that's not because I have this, I have to do this kind of, or this is my duty, or this is something I have to do. It's more because mm-hmm. those are places where it's peaceful and it's, and possible suddenly opens up. And, you know, who would ever not do things that where possible opens up? I mean, really.
Yeah. And as we were saying earlier, just because it feels so much better. Because all of those are happening in what we refer to as love, and it just feels better.
It really does. So thank you both. Thank
keep
you everybody.
Keep having fun.
That's right. In kindness, I'm going to walk in joy and kindness. I like that.
Yes. It's a good. Those are good walking companions.
Right. I don't have to be joyful. I don't have to act. I don't have to do joy. I don't have to do kindness. I really don't have to do anything.
That's right. Just be.
That's a big, big difference.
Just be.
You know?
Just be,
yeah.
And they'll be with you. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. And Jerry, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. Our assignment for today, do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on gratitude for what you have.
There we go. Gratitude for what you have. And I hope people mm-hmm. have a very expanded definition of have.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Ashwini.
Thanks,
thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Go happy.